This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Peah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Bishamay Oimrim, Hevker, Loaniyim, Hevker. Bishamay said that if a person declares his produce to be Hevker, but only for the poor, it is considered Hefker, and therefore exempt from Meiser. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim, Einoi Hefker, Ad She Yufkar Afl Hashirim Kashmita. Beis Hillel said that it is not considered Hefker unless he makes it Hefker for rich and poor alike, just like Shmita. Kol Omre Hasode Shel Kav Kav Ve Echot Shel Arbas Kabin Ushechochoy Beishamai Oimrim Einai Shikcha. If all the sheaves in the field contain one kav each, and one of them contains four kav, and he forgets that one, Beishamai said it is not considered Shikcha. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim Shikcha. Beis Hillel said it is still considered Shikcha, and that is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Peah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, Ha'omer Shu Samach Lagofo, V'Lagodesh, La'Boker, V'Lakelim, U'Shechachai, Bishamay Oimim Einoi Shikcha. If a sheev was taken to be brought to town and then forgotten next to a stone wall, or a grain stack, or a cattle, or a plow, Beishamai said it is not considered Shikcha, since the owner already acquired it. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim Shikcha. Beis Hillel said it is still Shikcha, since he left it besides these things, he should have remembered it. And that is the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Peah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, Rashi Shurais, Ha'omer Shekenegdai Mechiach. If a person gathers a row of sheaves and leaves a sheave at the end of the row, the sheaves on either side of it determines whether it is Shikcha, as explained in the following Mishnah. Ha'omer shehichzik bay lohulichay el ho'er ushechachay maidim she'enay shikcha. If a sheev was picked up to be taken to town and then forgotten, all agree that it is not shikcha, provided that he did not leave it next to a wall, a grain, or a grain stacking, etc. And that is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Sechtas Peah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet. Ve'eluhein Rashi Shurais, Shnayim, She'eschilu Me'emsa Shura, Ze'pan of Lutzafain, Ve'zepan of Vadarim, Ve'shachachu Lefneim Lachreim, Eshel Lefneim Shikcha, Ve'eshel Achreim, Einoi Shikcha. If two people gather sheaves and they begin back to back in the middle of that one row, and proceed in opposite directions, anything that they forgot in front of them from their starting point until the end of the row is considered Shikcha. Anything they forgot behind them between their two backs as they began to walk apart from one another is not considered Shikcha. Yochid Shehischil Meirei Shashura V'shochach Lefanav Ulachrav, Shalafanav Eine Shikcha, Ushalachrav Shikcha, Vipne Shahu Bibal Toshav. The law of a sheave at the end of the row mentioned in the previous Mishnah is as follows. If the sheaves are arranged in rows and columns, and a person gathered until almost the end of the row, and then left the last one or two in front of him and began again at the beginning of the next row, those left in front of him are not considered shikha, since he intended to leave the last of each row and then return from the perpendicular direction to gather the final columns. If he began at the beginning of a row, forgot a sheaf and continued onwards on that row, the sheaf he forgot behind him is considered shikha, since it falls under the iser of you shall not return to take it, the iser of Baal Toshuv. Ze haklal kol shehu bebaal toshuv shikha, v'she'enu bebaal toshuv enoi shikha. The general rule is that whenever a person passes something and must return to take it, the prohibition, the iser of shikha, would apply. And that is the end of Mishnah Daled. Masechtas Peah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey. Shnei Amorim Shikha, Shloisha, Einan Shikha. A group of two forgotten sheaves is considered shikha. A group of three forgotten sheaves is not, and the owner may keep them. Shnei tziburi zeisim v'charuvin shikha, u'shloisha einan shikha. Two piles of olives or caribs are considered shikha. Three are not. Shnei hutznei pishtan shikha, u'shloisha einan shikha. Two stalks of flax are considered shikha, three are not. Shnei gargirim peret, u'shloisha einan peret. Two grapes are considered peret, which is fallen grapes that must be left for the poor. Three are not. Shnei shibolim leket, u'shloisha einan leket. Two stalks of fallen grain are considered leket, three are not. Elu kedivrei Beis Hillel. All this is according to Beis Hillel. Ve'al kulon Beis Shammai Oimrim, shloisha lo aniyim, va'arba lebal habayis. Beis Shammai argued that even three of them must be left for the poor, but four may be taken by the owner. And that's the end of Mishnah Hey. Masechtas Peah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, Ha'omer Sheyesh Bo Sasayin, U'shchochoi Einoi Shikha. If a person forgot a sheave that contains two saw of grain, it is not considered shikha. Shnei amarim uvahem sosayim v'gamliel oimer lebal habayis v'chachamim oimerim la'aniyim. If you forgot two sheaves of one saw each, Rav Gamliel said the owner may keep it. The Chachamim said it must be left for the poor. Amar Rabban Gamliel, V'chim Arayv Ho'amorim, Yufei Koyach, Shel Baal HaBayis Ohura Koychoi? Rabban Gamliel asked, based on what we learned in the previous Mishnah, that is having more sheaves, is it to the benefit or not to the benefit of the owner? Amru Loi, Yufa Koychoi. The Chachamim answered, it is to his benefit. Omar lehem, Uma im bizman shu oimer echad, Ubay sasayim ushachachai, Eina shikha, Shnei amorim, Ubahem sasayim, Eina din, Shalo ye shikha? Rabban Gamliel then reasoned, if only one sheave contained two saw is not shikha, then certainly two sheaves containing two saw in total should not be considered shikha. Amru loy loy. Im Amarta Ba'omer Echad Shu Kagodish Taimer Bishne Amorin Shehain Kikrichois. The Chachomim answered back, one sheave of that size is considered a stack to which Shikra does not apply. But two sheaves are bundles to which Shikra can apply. And that is the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Peah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin, Koma Sheyesh Bosasayim, Ushachacha, Eina Shikra. If a person forgot two saw of standing grains, it is not considered Shikra. Ein Bososayim, Avalhi Ruuya Lasis Sosayim. Afilu hi shel teifach, rein oisai, ki ilu hi anava shel sa'irim. Any less than this is considered shikha. If it would have been two saw, had the grains been fatter, then even shriveled grains are considered as if they were fat barley kernels, and the owner may keep them. And that is the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtas Peah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches. Hakoma Matzeles Es Ha'omer Ve'es Hakoma. If harvested sheaves or standing grains are forgotten next to standing grains that were not forgotten, the standing grains rescue them such that they are not considered Shikha. Ha'omer einu matzel lo es ha'omer velo es hakoma. However, if they are forgotten next to harvested sheave that was not forgotten, the sheave does not rescue them. E zoi hi koma shimatzelas es ha'omer kol she'enai shikha afilu kelech echad. Standing grains can rescue only if there's not even one forgotten stalk among them. That's the end of Mishnah Ches. Masechtas Peah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Tes, Sa Tvua Akura, Usa She'ena Akura, V'chein B'ilan, V'hashum, V'hapetzalim, Einan Mitztarfin, L'sosayim, Ela Shel Aniyim Hein. Above, we learned that two saw of forgotten produce is too much to be considered shikha. If a person forgot one saw of harvest grain and one saw of unharvested grain, or the same with the fruit of a tree or garlic or onions, they do not combine to be potter from shikha, but must be left for the poor. Rabbi Yosef Omer, Im bas rishus ha'ani be'emsa, einan mitztarfin, v'im lav hari elu mitztarfin. Reb Yosi argued that if they are separated by other gifts of the poor, such as leket or peret, then they do not combine. Otherwise, they combine and may be kept by the owner. And that is the end of Mishnah Tes. Masechtas Peah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud, Tvua Shenitna L'Shachas O La'aluma, V'chein Ba'agudei Hashum, V'agudas Hashum V'abitzalim, Ein Lahen Shikha. If unripe grains were harvested as animal food, or cut down for use in tying together other sheaves, or garlic was picked to use its tail to tie together other heads of garlic, or if small bundles of garlic or onion were made with intent to tie them together into larger bundles, in all these cases, the laws of shikha do not apply. V'chol ha'temunim ba'aretz kigoyin haluf v'ashum v'abitzolim Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Ein Lohem Shikha. Rabbi Yehuda said that there is never any Shikha for things that grow underground, such as leeks, such as garlic, or onions. V'chachamim Aimrim, Yesh Lohem Shikha. The Chachamim said there is Shikha for such things. And that is the end of Mishnah Yud. Masechtas Peah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Hakoitzer Balayla, Vamamer Vasuma, Yesh Lohem Shikha. Even if a person harvests or gathers grain into bundles at night when it is too dark to see, and even if he is blind, the laws of Shikha still apply. V'im haya miskaven litol es hagas gas, ain like Shikha. If he meant only to take the larger produce and leave behind the smaller, the laws of Shikha do not apply. Im Omar, Hare ani koitzer amenas ma sha'ani sheicheach ani etol yesh loy shikha. If he said, I am harvesting on condition that I will take even that which I forget, the laws of Shikha still apply, since one cannot make conditions which is contrary, it's a stira, it goes against the halachas in the Torah. And that is the end of Mishnah Yud Aleph.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.